This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
I should have been a cowboy. Cancer claims Toby Keith.
I was comfortable with whatever happened.
King Charles begins treatment.
Thankfully, this has been caught early.
L.A. mudslides.
We saw homes that have suffered incredible damage.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
I know your head is turning, I know your heart is burning.
Word came early this morning of the death of country superstar Toby Keith at 62. He had stomach cancer.
I was diagnosed in October of 21, and I was going through all the chemo, and the first time I'd been through chemo and radiation surgery. And I just got to a point where I was comfortable with whatever happened.
Keith performed live as recently as last December at the time, calling cancer a roller coaster. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
Red Solo Cup.
In a career that spanned three decades, Keith belted out 60 hits that reached the country charts. 20 were number one songs, and he sold 40 million albums.
But if you want to fight tonight.
Born Toby Keith Covell, Keith started playing music at a young age. Stints as a rodeo hand, working the oil fields, and playing semi-pro football to keep his family afloat would follow. But his pursuit of music finally paid off in 1993.
I should have been a cowboy.
His focus wasn't just about the music, but also about helping those in need, creating the Toby Keith Foundation, which helped children with cancer.
Overseas, cancer news emerged yesterday from Buckingham Palace about King Charles III, who's now undergoing treatment.
On the streets of London.
That's so sad. I wish him well.
Gonna have the best doctors. Age against him. Rest up, boy.
Prince Harry's believed to be en route to the UK this hour to see his father, author Michael Dobbs, voicing the thoughts of many here.
Could this be the moment that those frayed fronds of the family are repaired?
Harry is one of five senior royals eligible to assume some public duties if the monarch is incapacitated, but the palace insists that is not the case here. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Now to Southern California, where mudslides triggered by heavy rain have destroyed homes. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports at least three deaths have been blamed on the stormy weather.
Literally, it just happened in 3 seconds.
PJ Bearfield told us it felt like an earthquake when a mudslide crashed through his L.A. home without warning.
My bed is in my kitchen and my living room. Underneath mud, debris, trees, everything.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass toured parts of the city.
This is our fire chief.
And we were there when she met Dion Perrineau, whose home was another to be devastated by a mudslide.
My bedroom is completely flooded. It's still going into my bedroom. So, you know, it's like this is such a mind blow.
In Washington, CBS's Nicole Killian has the latest on an immigration bill compromised in the Senate.
The bipartisan border compromise is now on life support in the Senate.
Every city in America is saying this has got to stop.
Lead Republican negotiator, Oklahoma Senator James Lankford, admits the bill may not have the support to pass a key procedural vote tomorrow after a contentious Monday night meeting with Senate Republicans, and there was this warning earlier in the day.
I would hope people don't make their decisions based on what a presidential campaign is going to do.
Former President Donald Trump is urging lawmakers to kill the package while taking aim at Lankford himself.
This is a very bad bill for his career. This is lunacy, this bill.
The measure would be one of the strictest border policies in decades, requiring the border to be temporarily shut down when migrant crossings hit 5,000 a day, boosting the number of Border Patrol agents and speeding up the asylum process in an effort to end the controversial catch-and-release policy.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A second day of jury deliberations today in the case of the mother of a school shooter. CBS's Elaine Quijano.
The defense has argued Jennifer Crumbly was an attentive mother. She did take steps to be involved in her son's life. The prosecution saying she was not attentive and she missed red flags, prosecutors say, that could have potentially stopped the shooting.
Ethan Crumbly shot and killed four students at Oxford High School in 2021. Well, political attention is now focused on Nevada for a Republican presidential caucus and today's primary.
Only Nikki Haley's name will appear on the ballot. Donald Trump is set to appear on the ballot Thursday when the state Republican Party holds a caucus. They've decided that a caucus will award the state's 26 delegates to the winner. Trump is the only major contender on the ballot. He's expected to win overwhelmingly. Nikki Haley will be on the primary ballot, arguing she wanted to follow state law and didn't think that the caucus system was fair. Ed O'Keefe, CBS News, Las Vegas.
The Wall Street Journal reports Haley is now requesting Secret Service protection due to a growing number of threats. Overseas, eight people were killed, 80 injured in an explosion at a fireworks factory in India. In Chile, the wildfire death toll is now at least 123 as fire crews struggle in nearly 100-degree heat. An official with the National Labor Relations Board has decided basketball players at Dartmouth College can vote to join the union that covers other employees at the school. All 15 members of the team signing a petition to get the ball rolling, the college can appeal. The spotlight brightens in Las Vegas 5 days before the Super Bowl. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The stage is being set at Allegiant Stadium for Sin City's chance to shine. Nearly 500,000 fans are expected to flock to the Strip for the game.
This will become the biggest weekend of the year, for sure. Of all time.
It's already the priciest Super Bowl in history. Hotels are topping $10,000 a night this weekend. Tickets right now are going for an average of $11,400 or more. But Joel Halford, a Bills fan from Kansas City, got a deal at $6,000.
That's super cool, super cool. Yeah, I wish it was the Bills, of course. But it's great being in this environment.
Well, Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce was asked yesterday about his girlfriend after Taylor Swift won a record fourth time for Album of the Year at the Grammys.
She's unbelievable. She's rewriting the history books herself. I told her I'll have to hold up my end of the bargain and come home with some hardware, too.
And Fast Car is on the move again.
You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here.
The 1988 hit from Tracy Chapman is number one on iTunes after her duet with Luke Combs at the Grammys. His cover of the tune made it to number two on Billboard's Hot 100, and it topped the country charts.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
An actor is facing a real-life drama down under.
Saltburn star Jacob Elordi is under investigation in Australia for reportedly assaulting a radio producer over a bad bathwater joke. If you've seen the movie, you know that scene. The producer reportedly approached the star at a hotel and was recording Elordi on his phone when he made the joke. The actor allegedly asked for that footage to be deleted, but the producer refused, saying that's when a switch flipped in Elordi and he pushed and choked him. The man wasn't injured. Elordi's reps aren't commenting. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Lionel Messi says it seems likely he'll play tomorrow when his Inter Miami team faces a Japanese club in Tokyo. The soccer superstar says he feels better. He sat out a match in Hong Kong with injury. He was suited up as a substitute. Thousands of fans demanded ticket refunds. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.